Hello, everyone. Welcome to Lab Medicine's podcast series. My name is Kelly Swales, and I'm the web editor for Lab Medicine. Joining us today is an author of a recent paper in Lab Medicine that discusses an association between rivaroxaban therapy and false positive lupus anticoagulant test results.
Hello, I'm Lauren Muir, a surgical pathology fellow at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Today, I'm going to talk about a study I performed with the help of some of the faculty here at Nebraska Medicine, Dr. Scott Kepsel and Dr. Sam Piricello. So, let's get started. The emergence of new anticoagulants has complicated the world of coagulation testing. Direct thrombin inhibitors are well known to interfere with testing, but can easily be detected by performing a thrombin test. However, when patients take a factor Xa inhibitor, on the other hand, there is no easy test to run to detect the presence of these medications. Situations in which these medications induce interferences with laboratory testing now occur with greater frequency. As pathologists, we are often relied upon to understand and predict these interferences. We must also answer questions and offer guidance to clinicians on how to proceed with laboratory testing in the setting of anticoagulation. We wondered if there was any way for us to determine whether a patient was taking a direct factor Xa inhibitor, such as rivaroxaban, widely known by its trade name Xarelto. We designed a study in which we specifically looked at interferences with lupus anticoagulation testing. Antiphospholipid syndrome is a disorder characterized by the constellation of vascular thromboses, pregnancy morbidity, and the presence of antiphospholipid antibodies. The diagnosis of antiphospholipid syndrome requires the combination of at least one clinical finding and one laboratory finding, with persistence of the laboratory finding for at least 12 weeks. The laboratory criterion for diagnosis of an antiphospholipid antibody includes the presence of a functional lupus anticoagulant in plasma, an IgG and/or IgM anticardiolipin antibody in serum or plasma at medium or high titer, or an IgG and/or IgM anti-beta-2 glycoprotein in serum or plasma at high titer. As such, laboratory testing in the investigation of antiphospholipid syndrome includes lupus anticoagulant testing. The lupus anticoagulant was first described in 1952 in patients with systemic lupus erythematosus and was linked to false positive syphilis testing in the 1970s. The term lupus anticoagulant is a misnomer, as most patients who harbor the antibody do not have lupus. And while the antibody causes prolongation of clotting assays in vitro, it causes thrombosis in vivo. The role of pre-analytical medication review prior to lupus anticoagulant testing is extremely important. As I said before, this has become even more essential with the emergence of new anticoagulants. It has been documented in the literature that the presence of direct thrombin inhibitors can influence lupus anticoagulant testing. We sought to identify a subset of patients who had undergone lupus anticoagulant testing after taking the direct factor Xa inhibitor rivaroxaban. Using our laboratory protocol, we examined trends in the results of lupus anticoagulant testing in these patients. So, what did we actually do? We searched our laboratory database at the Nebraska Medical Center Special Coagulation Laboratory from January 2013 through December 2014. For all patients who underwent lupus anticoagulant testing. These cases included samples submitted from our institution, as well as from laboratories from surrounding hospitals and outpatient clinics. Platelet-poor plasma was used and testing carried out according to guidelines set by the Clinical Laboratory Standards Institute. Cases were excluded if the patient's medication usage at the time of testing was unknown or unavailable. So, we found a total of 59 cases in which the patient met criteria for the presence of a lupus anticoagulant. Of these, 18 patients were noted to be taking rivaroxaban at the time of specimen collection. The results of multiple testing parameters were recorded, including protime, INR, partial thromboplastin time, thrombin time, lupus anticoagulant sensitive PTT, dilute Russell Viper venom time, screening and confirmation steps, and a one-to-one mix with normal plasma, also with screening and confirmation steps. Each test had been previously performed according to the manufacturer's instructions using the ACL Top 500 instrument. The ratio of clot times for the screening to confirmation dilute Russell Viper venom time and the screening to confirmation 1-to-1 mixed with normal plasma were calculated. At our institution, the lupus anticoagulant test is considered positive if both ratios are greater than 1.2. The mean values of these ratios were calculated. The student's t-test was used to compare the mean values between the rivaroxaban naive and rivaroxaban exposed groups with a two-tailed p-value. Finally, the subset of patients who had undergone lupus anticoagulant testing while taking rivaroxaban were further examined to identify any prior or subsequent lupus anticoagulant testing performed while not exposed to the medication. Four patients in the rivaroxaban exposed group were identified who had been tested at other times, at which point they were not receiving the medication. The same laboratory parameters were examined for these samples. So, what did we find? First, let's talk about the 18 patients who were tested while taking rivaroxaban. The average dilute Russell Viper venom time and normal plasma mix screening to confirmation ratios were 1.7 and 1.6 respectively, both over our 1.2 cutoff. Three of the 18 patients had a screening dilute Russell Viper venom time or normal plasma mixing times that did not correct with the addition of excess phospholipid at the confirmation step. Of these three patients, one had a screening mix with normal plasma that did not correct with the addition of excess phospholipid at the confirmation step. The remaining 15 patients sufficiently corrected on the confirmation steps of both tests, giving a result that would be interpreted as positive for the presence of a lupus anticoagulant. So, 15 patients out of the 18 that were taking rivaroxaban would have been interpreted as positive for the lupus anticoagulant. The average dilute Russell Viper venom time and normal plasma mix screening to confirmation ratios in the rivaroxaban naive group were 1.6 and 1.7, respectively, with a 1.2 cutoff. The average dilute Russell Viper venom time and normal plasma mix screening to confirmation ratios in the rivaroxaban exposed group were 1.7 and 1.6, respectively. Therefore, no statistical significance exists between the two sets of patients, with p-values of 0.28 and 0.46, respectively. Four patients in the rivaroxaban exposed group underwent additional lupus anticoagulant testing at times either preceding or subsequent to the testing included in the above analysis. One of the four patients was tested one additional time at a later date, at which point the patient was not taking rivaroxaban. The follow-up lupus anticoagulant test was negative in this patient. Another patient had received lupus anticoagulant testing four times prior to the testing included in the analysis and prior to starting rivaroxaban therapy. Each of the four tests was negative for a lupus anticoagulant. An additional patient underwent lupus anticoagulant testing once prior to the testing included in the above analysis and prior to starting rivaroxaban therapy. The test was negative at that time for the presence of a lupus anticoagulant. Finally, the fourth patient to receive additional lupus anticoagulant testing was tested once subsequent to the testing included in the above analysis, at which point the patient was not taking rivaroxaban. The follow-up test was negative for the presence of a lupus anticoagulant. Therefore, in each of these four patients who, while on rivaroxaban, had testing that was consistent with a lupus anticoagulant, testing performed at other times did not show evidence of a lupus anticoagulant. So, what does all this mean, and why is it important to you? Antiphospholipid syndrome is a complex disorder in which the mechanism of thrombosis is not entirely understood, although many mechanisms have been theorized, including activation of endothelial cells, acquired protein C resistance, and impaired fibrinolytic capacity. The assays used for the detection of a lupus anticoagulant are equally complex and have a number of variables which may confound the results. Rivaroxaban and similar direct factor 10A inhibitors have been shown by others to cause false lupus anticoagulant testing, as well as interfere with a number of other coagulation tests. However, rivaroxaban poses an especially significant problem because the dilute Russell Viper venom time is prolonged in these patients, but will also correct with the addition of excess phospholipid, mimicking a true lupus anticoagulant. We have shown that there is no statistical difference in laboratory values between patients with a lupus anticoagulant and patients who are receiving rivaroxaban therapy. While direct thrombin inhibitors can be detected in samples with the addition of a thrombin time to the lupus anticoagulant testing algorithm, there is no equivalent test to detect the presence of rivaroxaban. This makes the possibility of a false positive test result and subsequent false positive diagnosis of antiphospholipid syndrome a significant risk for these patients. Additionally, there appears to be little correlation between past and future lupus anticoagulant testing results and the results that are seen during treatment with rivaroxaban. Therefore, the pathologist must play an active role in lupus anticoagulant testing, particularly in the analysis of confounding pre-analytical variables, such as rivaroxaban therapy. As rivaroxaban has a half-life of 5 to 9 hours in patients with normal kidney and liver functions, test instruction for lupus anticoagulant testing should clearly state that the patient should have a washout period for rivaroxaban and presumably other anti-10A therapies, if possible, before testing is performed. In summary, the laboratory results for patients who undergo lupus anticoagulant testing while receiving rivaroxaban therapy are virtually indistinguishable from patients who are positive for lupus anticoagulant. We here at the Nebraska Medical Center hope you found this study to be interesting and helpful for your practice. Thanks for listening.